Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Across the way, I've got a couple of gentlemen who are picking and grinning, but not yet. They will eventually be doing a little bit of picking and grinning here, as it's going to be a lot of fun here on the Bruce Dickey Show today. All right, now, Dennis, I was sitting here minding my own business here with Lynn the other morning, and Larry Hobbs comes barging in. The Hall of Famer Larry Hobbs comes barging in, and I'll introduce you in a second. He says, "Bruce?" "Yeah, Larry." "So there's a guy you haven't had on your show that you need to have on your show." I said, "Okay, you tell me, Larry, I'll do it." And he says, "You need Dennis Johnson. You need to have Dennis Johnson come on to your show." I said, "Well, okay, well, why do I need Dennis Johnson? I don't know Dennis Johnson from Adam." He said, "Well, he'd do a great job. He'd do a great job on your show." So I'm just telling you, the Hall of Famer has put the bar up pretty high for you, Dennis.
That's awesome. I appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dennis Johnson. How you doing, Dennis?
I'm doing great.
Tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Well,
and why you might be here.
Well, I'm living the dream right now.
Are you really?
Yes, I am. I actually retired from a 34-year stint with Duke Energy. Uh-huh. And since I've did that, I've just focused on my music. Yeah. Family and music. And
how long ago were you retired?
It's been about 2.5 years.
Okay.
Yeah, so
I've been, you started as a young man. You're still a pretty young man.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, at least that's a guess.
Yeah. you're right.
And you get out of Duke Energy. Well, that changed its name several times over the years, I presume.
Right.
And basically the plant in Princeton, right?
That's it.
Or east of Mount Carmel. And you worked there for years. And had you been playing music separately as well, or what were your...
Absolutely. I've played music since I was, fifth grade, basically. So, but I've never took the plunge to really, get out there and do some things that I always dreamed about doing. And, while I was still working, I had a little acoustic group that was more harmony voice driven, but all acoustic music, called the Circle of Friends.
Uh-huh.
And, we played little events around. And then, of course, Doug, he would give me a call every once in a while whenever he would like me to join the Hall Family String Band.
Sure.
So he'd have an extra musician up there, allow him to play the banjo, and he'd lay the guitar down.
See, that's the thing, Dennis. You just messed up my introduction to the other guy.
I'm sorry.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, over there to my left and to Dennis's right, it's Doug Hoff. How you doing, Doug?
I'm doing good. I'm just going to go get me a Coke and go ahead and let you guys talk.
Well, no, you see, that's the thing. You listen to me talking to him, I'm going to be asking you all the exact same things pretty much that I'm talking to Dennis about.
Well, yeah, I'm doing fantastic this morning. I rode the Harley in.
Did you ride the Harley?
Yes, I did.
All right, I got to ask, is this going to be the last time you think you get to ride the Harley this year, or do you ride it late?
Oh, no. What do you think, Dennis? End of December?
Oh, well, you might, but I'll
do you have one, too?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Did you ride it in today?
I didn't ride it in. I'm not going to strap that Martin on the back of a motorcycle.
Oh, I didn't even look at the guitar yet. You've got a pretty little Martin, don't you? Martin's a nice guitar.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Okay, Doug, tell me about yourself. Tell me what's going on.
Well, my name's Doug Hoff. I am the father, the leader of the Hoff Family String Band.
Mm-hmm.
We've played all over the tri-state. Been playing.
I was gonna say I've seen you at played Pork Day,
sure,
numerous times.
Yeah,
and haven't you played over there at New Harmony? That's the Kunstfest or something over there. I'm trying to think. Maybe I missed.
The Hall Family String Band.
Oh, okay.
No, but we have played all over. The kids are getting older, and they're harder to wrestle now.
How many kids in that band?
Well, there's five altogether. My wife plays bass. I play guitar and banjo.
That's a stand-up woman right there. You get a woman who plays bass.
That's right.
If you can find a woman who plays bass, that's somebody who'll stand. She'll stand by her man.
Right. Do you realize how many family band moms play the bass?
I have no idea.
There's a bunch of them. They say, "Here, you play this."
Is that right?
Yeah,
well, you know, that's the thing. That's probably not a bad idea,
Doug.
It's not. For the mom to play the bass, that way she can kind of, as a bass player, she's able to maybe corral or be able to tell what the kids are doing.
And, you know, she keeps it together.
There you go.
Musically and otherwise,
too.
That's
exactly right.
So, yeah, it's not a bad thing at all. My youngest son, who's going to be turning 16 pretty soon, plays dobro, mandolin, and lead vocals. My daughter, who will be turning 18 shortly, she plays fiddle, and she's also a member of the Evansville Junior Philharmonic as
oh,
well.
Really?
So she has a classical side. And then there's Dylan, who, do you remember the band Bells of Hay by any chance?
Yeah, yeah.
He was a founding member of Bells of Hay, which I played bass in with that group. He just moved down to Arkansas.
Now, Bells of Hay, that was a, they were, they played like classic rock or what? I'm trying to.
No, it was bluegrass.
Bluegrass?
Yes.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
They kind of paved the way again 10 years ago. Here you have these young boys who were range between the age of 12 to 15 doing this old-timey bluegrass music, and nobody had seen it in this area, at least for years,
right.
You know, and they kind of paved the way for everyone to, you know, to play the old-time and the bluegrass music. And that was about the same time that Oh Brother Where Art Thou came out,
right.
So it all kind of intertwined.
Started getting
there.
Folks a little bit more interested in that genre, didn't it?
Right, exactly.
So he went to Arkansas?
Yeah, he's down on, he's an RN. And he plays with a variety of different bands. He moved down to – that's why he moved down. He actually moved down to Eureka Springs to play music.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
And it just kind of – and, of course, the thing that makes him the more money and able to make a living is the RN part, I guess, right? What's he do for a living down there?
Well, he's playing music, and he is an RN.
I was going to say, RN probably makes more money than the music side, doesn't it?
Yeah. But, you know, if you're an RN, you can get a job anywhere.
Well, now that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. That's a skill, that a transferable skill.
He moved down on a Thursday, and he had two job offers on Friday, and that's the truth.
He went down without a job?
Well, he had some interviews set up.
No kidding.
That happened that quick. Yeah.
That's amazing.
So we knew, you know, he could take his music ability anywhere in the U.S. and would, you know, he could fall back on his day job.
What other is that? The rest of have you burned
that's
through
all.
The whole family?
That's
okay.
All
I didn't know.
Yep.
So the band then, the Hoff Family String Band, is you on the fiddle, your wife on the bass.
I'm on guitar.
Oh, you're on guitar.
Yes,
on that.
I'm on guitar.
You're just playing fiddle today.
Yes. Uh huh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And you'll play guitar too occasionally with the Hoffs. Dennis.
Yes. Every once in a while, he'll give me a call and throw me a bone, and I'll get up on stage with him and play guitar.
Dennis, now you've been doing this 2.5 months full-time, let's call it, on retirement.
A couple years.
How many bands you playing in?
I'm just playing in basically one right now. My Circle of Friends group, we've kind of been on hiatus for quite a while. Doug and I, we actually started this idea back in January of this year. We got to talking, and it was actually Doug's idea. Asked me if I would be interested in maybe doing some duo stuff, and I said, well, absolutely. And I had been in Gatlinburg about 3 or 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and had seen several musicians at different areas, certain businesses out in front, performing and in costume, and I'd found out what was going on. It was an annual event. So I had mentioned that to Doug. Maybe we could, you know, put some songs together and try that. So that's what we done. We went down in January with a handful of songs and auditioned and got hired by the production company that
really
furnished the musicians. So since that time, it's been Doug and Denny. I haven't had time for anything else.
No kidding.
We put together a show, and we went down there in the Smoky Mountain Tunes and Tales Historical Music Celebration. It runs from this past year from June 10th to July 30th. So that was
a month and a half.
Yeah, it was a 7-week stretch that we were down there most of that. Now, Doug had a few prior obligations that he had to meet musically.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, this is from June 10th to the end of July. And needless to say, we have very loving and understanding families.
That's
wise.
Absolutely.
How big a deal is? How many musicians go down there and play in that thing?
Well, overall cast members, I don't know. I know on any given night there would be anywhere from 11 to 17 acts, and it's 7 nights a week from 6 to 11 p.m. And
well, how long does your set run? I mean, do you play like 10, 15 minutes, or
we would play 2 to 3 songs and then move to a different location.
Oh, okay.
So there was acts on either side of the main parkway of Gatlinburg, and we would walk toward the traffic so people could see that there was something going on. Hopefully,
yeah.
Park their cars and get out and join us, and we would just make that. Usually, it would take 5 hours to make the full lap.
And wow!
But yeah, it was
that's some work
in June and July.
Doug, Denny, that is a little bit of work. Isn't it
was. Yeah, it was.
It was a lot of work, and I tell you what, it was worth every second of it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The staff and the cast members and the visitors of Gatlinburg. It was just amazing. It's actually, Gatlinburg actually sponsors 52 different programs that's free to the public.
Mm.
And this is the number one program out of all other. It has more impact than all other 51 programs combined. They'll touch over 250,000 people in that 7-week period.
I'm doing the math in my head. So you're basically talking to maybe 5,000 people a night or something like that, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Or having the chance. That is something else. I'm talking here, folks, with Dennis Johnson and Doug Hoff, and we're talking about different kinds of things, the bluegrass, what they're doing now. And they're going to – I hope you're going to play for me a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I promised to bring my tuba. I'm still just destroyed. That I left it at home. I'm having a bad week. So, I mean, it's understandable. We'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show, and we'll talk more with Denny and Doug. When we return, you are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on WFIW AM 1390 and 104.9 FM, also online at WFIWradio.com. Back in a minute.
Trouble with your high school hair, he's giving you the blues. You want to graduate but not his best, it's what you got to do, sweetie. Pick up the phone, I'm always home, call me anytime. This ring 362-436, highly life crime. Dirty deeds
done dirt cheap.
Dirty deeds
done dirt cheap.
Dirty deeds
done dirt cheap.
Dirty deeds and they're done dirt cheap. Dirty deeds and they're done dirt cheap. You got problems in your life of love. You got a broken heart. She double dealing with your best friend. That's when the teardrops start, bubba. Pick up the phone, I'm here alone. I'll make a social call. Come right in, forget about him. We'll have ourselves a ball. Dirty deeds.
Dirt cheap,
dirty deeds,
done dirt cheap,
dirty deeds,
done dirt cheap,
dirty deeds, and they're done dirt cheap, dirty deeds, and they're done dirt cheap.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guests across the way are tuning up. They're making sure that they're going to be able to play in tune, as I'm going to ask Dennis Johnson and Doug Hoff to play here in a few minutes. It's fascinating talking about the Gatlinburg gigs that they play as now they're getting back. So, all right, now I'm going to ask you, Doug, since you're back and you've got the – that is, by the way, is that a Stradivarius?
100% Stradivarius.
That would be the coolest thing ever.
If that was a real Stradivarius, it would be gone tomorrow as well as myself. I would be gone as well.
Have you ever seen one?
No.
I haven't either.
They're all – you know, that's one of the misunderstood – urban legends out there. Basically, all Stradivariuses have been accounted for.
Yeah.
They had papers of previous
provenance.
Owners. You know, Ben Franklin had one. You know, Benjamin Franklin and been passed down. You know, so if you look in your violin, it says Stradivarius, made in Germany. Well, it might be a good sounding violin, but it's not a, a Stradivarius.
Can you tell the difference? I mean, you you do play in a classical group as well, right?
Yes, yeah.
Where's that?
Vincennes.
Okay, now so is that a chamber group with? I guess I'm trying to think standard. Would be a bass, a cello, a viola, a violin, or
well, it just kind of depends on who shows up. A lot of times, believe it or not, it's tied in with the blues students up there, and we'll do like Eleanor Rigby.
Oh, really?
You know, with the strings behind there, which sounds really neat.
Well, you know, that's the thing. We just played the Hayseed Dixie.
Right.
I've got also Pinball Wizard. The bluegrass version. Have you heard the?
No, I haven't.
We'll play that one coming in on the next one. The bluegrass pinball wizard, which is actually pretty cool too.
By Hayseed Dixie.
Not Hayseed Dixie. Okay. Who did that? Let me. I can tell you here in a second. It's a artist break right now is what we're doing. Hillbenders.
Oh yeah, from around Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah. Yeah, the Hillbenders did that. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. We'll do that in a bit. When did you begin playing a violin?
Actually, there's a story. I played down in Branson, Missouri in the early 90s. And
when did you start, like as a child?
Well, no. I didn't start till I was probably 20, in my mid-20s.
Really?
And part of me getting hired... at one of the shows down there, believe it or not, they said, we need a fiddle player really bad.
And you hadn't played?
And no, I knew like a couple of songs on there. And so I said, I'll learn anything you want me to learn just if you hire me to
That's great.
The show. So, of course,
how long did you play down there?
3 years.
Oh, yeah.
3 years.
Pretty good time?
It was so-so. Yeah.
A lot of work.
Yeah. A little bit of it, believe it or not, a little bit of a culture difference as well.
Yeah, I bet. So, I bet that's true.
Yes.
So I kind of changed the subject. I was asking about the chamber, and I asked you this before, and I don't know if you kind of skirted me. I'm going to ask it to you again. Do you prefer playing do you prefer playing bluegrass, or do you prefer playing classical on your violin? Because you're using the same instrument for both.
I guess if I had to make a decision, I would say that I prefer the old-time fiddle, bluegrass.
I hope so, since that's what you're spending 7 weeks in the summer doing, that and guitar.
Of course, after 7 weeks in the summer doing that, going playing a little classical is not too bad either. You know, it really depends on the situation. I play a lot of variety of instruments with a variety of different bands, and I just, you know... It's kind of like the seasons, you know. You're not stuck with one season around here. You have four seasons.
So you started with guitar as a youngster.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
And you started, Dennis Johnson here as well. You started with guitar as a youngster, too, and just kind of played for fun until you retired.
Absolutely. I played some, you know, gigs out several years before I retired. I've just got more time to do it now.
That's exactly right. That's cool. What do you fellas want to play here? What do you want to play first?
Well, I think we're going to do a little bit of Lonesome Road Blues.
Lonesome Road Blues. I tell you what.
I didn't quite get tuned up here, so.
Oh, you didn't get tuned up earlier? Well,
let's see where we're at.
Hey, by the way, you can read, if you're doing choral music and
yes, I do read music.
And chamber music, you can read music. You do too? Or do you read music?
No, I don't read music.
Okay. Well, I didn't know.
That's why this cauliflower ear over here on this right side, I play by ear.
I read just enough music to be really dangerous.
Okay, now I got to get it right then. Is it going to be Denny and Doug, or is it Doug and Denny?
It's Doug and Denny. He wanted me to say Denny and Doug. I said, Doug and Denny's got a nice ring to it.
Well, see, you've got I like that too, because you got the short syllable of the front. Doug and Denny.
That's not entirely correct. We arm wrestle and I won.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Doug and Denny. At your leisure, boys.
I'm going down this road feeling bad. I'm going down this road feeling bad. Down this road feeling bad, 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 and I ain't gonna be treated this way. I'm gonna wear the water tastes like wine, blueberry. I'm gonna wear the water tastes like wine. I'm gonna wear the water tastes like wine, 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 and I ain't gonna be treated this way. Take us. Takes a $10 shoe to fit my feet. It takes a $10 shoe to fit my feet. Takes a $10 shoe to fit my feet, 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 and I ain't gonna be treated this way. Well, your $2 shoes hurt my feet. I said your $2 shoes hurt my feet. $2 shoes hurt my feet, 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 and I ain't gonna be treated this way. Well, I'm going down this road feeling bad. I'm going down this road feeling bad. I'm going down this road feeling bad, bad, bad. And I ain't gonna be treated this way. And I ain't gonna be treated this way.
Yeah! Yeah! Outstanding! I love it. I love it. I just didn't even think about it until I saw you starting to play the harp there. You're a harp player, basically, and I presume you play harmonica, too?
No, I don't.
Well, okay.
I know a couple songs. But.
Well, yeah, just enough to, like, play like it. Just
sort.
Like full decoy. Yeah. You're the decoy. I got it. You're the hustler. What'd you think of, and I hate to ask a question entirely out of the blue, at playing a harp and playing a guitar, what'd you think of Bob Dylan getting the Nobel Prize?
Oh, well, yeah. I think that'd be, I think that's a good deal.
Did you see that he's, did you see that they've, the Nobel Committee has tried to contact him?
No.
Nobel, and he hasn't, he's not picking up the phone.
He is a true artist.
That is a true artist. Bob Dylan is not, okay, so who wrote the Lonesome Blues there?
I don't know who wrote that song. I don't know if anyone knows.
That's just
sure.
One from the canon, right?
Right. I mean, I'm sure there's somewhere down the line, some estate that's getting a royalty.
Well, would be.
You know? But as far as who for sure wrote it, I couldn't tell you.
How do you guys find what you want to play? Just from what you've heard other folks play, I guess? Or
yeah, I mean, I've listened a lot to...
yeah, who's your favorite?
My favorite singer?
Yeah, your favorite bluegrass or favorite act that you like to listen to. If I guess it depends on, like Doug was talking, kind of depends on mood, doesn't it, a little bit?
Well, modern, I love the Gibson Brothers.
Uh-huh.
Because they have a blend of traditional country, which is hard to find unless you go to a bluegrass festival.
Right.
You'll find new written traditional country tunes. But I love the Gibson Brothers because they got a traditional country sound, but they use some bluegrass instruments,
mm-hmm.
you know, associated with bluegrass, right. The mandolin, the banjo. And I love Turning Ground, which is another newer band that they have a country feel too, but almost like a rock country.
Oh, really?
So as far as new bands, I love them. Listen to some of the older stuff.
Who are your biggest influences then?
Well, actually, you know, I got into kind of the folk rock era whenever I first started playing guitar. As far as
you'd probably be on the
Bob
tail end.
Dylan.
Yeah, you'd be on the tail end of that.
Neil Young, yeah. Right. I was very, very young whenever it was kind of
Joan Baez
out.
Or something like that.
Right.
Or, yeah.
But early on, actually, the first records that I was listening to whenever I was very, very young was actually some old records that come from this studio that they had discarded.
You're kidding.
My Uncle George Hamill, he was a DJ here back in the early to mid, maybe even late 60s, and they had discarded a bunch of the old records.
Had to put new ones in, didn't they?
Right. And so I would sort through listening to records, trying to find one that I liked.
Yeah.
And I loved Hello Walls from
Fared
Young. Yeah. That was in there. And Wings of a Snow White Dove. I think Ferlin Husky,
yeah, I believe
maybe.
So. Yeah.
And so really the first records I was listening to was old traditional country. But whenever I really got into playing and stuff, I was kind of added a few years, and I wasn't listening to country. That wasn't cool, I didn't think. And
all
I
did
the folk rock. But I've come back around full circle. I love the traditional songs.
Well, see, now that
songs.
Also, Dennis, that kind of gives you a cosmopolitan feel to it. I mean, you can deal with country and Western.
Both kinds.
To use the old joke. How about you, Doug? What's the what'd you like to grow up listening on?
I tell you, my biggest influence, and you know, I've analyzed this and deciphered this, Eagles.
Really?
Plain simple, the Eagles.
The Eagles.
Huge Eagles fan. Listened to them all my life, really, you know, because you know, they had bluegrass and roots.
Right.
Background. And the harmonies, you just can't beat them.
Yeah, I was watching a
all the years. It doesn't matter what era. I like it all.
I was watching on I don't know where it came up. You know, the Eagles just had that 4-hour documentary that came out. It was pretty cool. But I was watching a half an hour on Access Television, just basically an Eagles real quick hitter, and it was all these British people talking about him. It was like a British production, and. They said they were talking about whenever Don Henley and Glenn Frey were helping form the Eagles, and they were looking for somebody else to join. I think it might have been Felder, or maybe it was probably Meisner before Felder. They were looking for somebody else to join. They said, "Well, how do you like your harmonies?" You know, we like a two-part. Well, I was kind of thinking three. Okay, we'll take you.
Yeah. That sounds like Bernie.
Yeah, that might have been Bernie. Yeah. That's probably who it was. I've got, ladies and gentlemen, I've got Dennis Johnson here, along with Doug Hoff. They are Denny and Doug, Doug and Denny. Which one did we decide on? Doug and Denny, didn't we?
I won the arm wrestling, man.
Doug and Denny. We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show here. They're going to play another tune, and we'll be back here after these. You're listening on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. We'll be back.
Morning, folks.
Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I've got Dennis Johnson and Doug Hoff joining in on the show here, and we've been having a lot of fun. They're playing some tunes, and it's Doug and Denny. Or did we? What did we decide?
That's it.
Doug and Denny. All right. See, that's I can't keep getting it wrong because I've got it the other way here on my paper. Doug and Denny. And they have played down at Gatlinburg. They do a lot of fun stuff. Play with the Smoky Mountain at the Smoky Mountain Tunes and Tales. Now you say that there's a good website to find information about this kind of stuff, huh?
Yes, they've got a Facebook page. So if you go to the Smoky Mountain Tunes and Tales or do a search for that and like that Facebook page, they have past cast members. They'll be posting the new cast members for 2017. And even during the event, they try to post the different acts that's going to be performing that given night. If you have a favorite, you want to make sure that you get out there. But it'll keep you up to date. There's several videos that's on there. There's a visitor's post that a lot of people that came to Gatlinburg would post videos or pictures of the different cast members with their kids or with themselves.
All right, now I need a little clarification on how this works. You move from... Are there several different stages that you're going from, or you're going just from you're strolling down the avenue, or how's this work?
Well, if anyone's familiar with Gatlinburg, traffic light 6 is where the aquarium is and the Mountain Mall. It's a real busy area right in there.
Uh-huh.
Traffic light 6. Well, it starts there, and it goes up the parkway, I don't know, because they don't have blocks necessarily. They're way up the parkway.
Okay.
And each night, the different acts will be given a starting point. It's usually either a little shopping plaza area or a storefront itself.
Okay.
So everybody starts spread out. And then we'll play 2 to 3 songs and move down the street to another little general area.
Yes. Like you're rotating.
So we're rotating on the street. We're kind of like street musicians without the tip jar.
I was going to say, do you have the hat out?
No. We are there to provide free entertainment for the guests of Gatlinburg. We are sponsored by the city of Gatlinburg.
How's the reception, Doug? What are the folks... The folks, I guess they seem to love it, huh?
Oh, they do. There was a lot of tourists that showed up specifically to hear the musicians and see the artisans down there, and which is remarkable.
Yeah.
It's a strong pull.
Yeah, well, that's really cool. Again, that is the Smoky Mountain Tunes and Tales, and you can find that on Facebook if you want to see and hear more about what Doug and Denny do. What song do you guys want to play next? Since I've got you here, I'm not going to let you get away without another song or two.
Well, we're talking about the Smoky Mountain Tunes and Tales. This is a song that we wrote pretty much in honor of that because of what the Smoky Mountains, specifically means to me. Whenever I think of the Smoky Mountains, I think of these things. So,
okay.
So we wrote this just pretty much in anticipation of going down there.
Well, that's wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, again, please welcome Doug and Denny.
Go ahead when you're ready, boys.
Fog on the Blue Ridge, wind in the pines, music and laughter, biscuits and shine, black bear and laurel, and old trails to hike. Oh, I'm living the Smoky Mountain life. Fiddles and guitars will ring through the night, voices of children sing songs of delight about Red Wing and old cabins and the sweet by and by. Oh, I'm living the Smoky Mountain life. Mm-hmm. Sunshine is hiding her light from the sky. Whippoorwill's calling, moon's full and bright. Rocking chair squeaking, whittling with a knife. Oh, I'm living the Smoky Mountain life. Yes, the fiddles and guitars will ring through the night. Voices of children sing songs of delight about Red Wing and old cabins in the sweet by and by. Oh, I'm living the Smoky Mountain life. Yes, I'm living the Smoky Mountain life.
Beautiful, just beautiful. Nice job.
Thank you.
I tell you what, now, Dennis, do you sing them all, or do you get to sing it all, Doug?
I sing occasionally. I'm more of a harmony person.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm here for support. So.
Well, that's a beautiful voice, Dennis. And now, you were not really. You've only been performing for a couple of years. You seem to really enjoy it.
Oh, I mean, I've been performing for a long time. I just started performing more in the last 2 years since I've retired.
Yeah.
I would have never been able to have went to Gatlinburg for the biggest part of 7 weeks before. So that's where I'm living my dream. But, no, I've played out off and on. Nothing like Doug has. I mean,
yeah.
He's been a professional musician off and on the road for many
25 years.
But most of my stuff would have been, you know, coffee shops or local or, you know, a special event for –
How often do either of you get out and perform? Like, I guess now's probably a slow time a little bit, right? Or will you be busier as the holidays approach, or how's that work?
This, you know, we pretty much debuted Doug and Denny in Gatlinburg.
Yeah, this
so,
year.
Right. So July 30th, you know, was the end of that. Well, my father was ill, so whenever I moved back, or got moved back, you know, to home. I actually got home in Fairfield on August the 1st and unpacked and repacked and moved in with my mother and father.
Right.
And stayed with them for about 5 weeks, helping care for my father.
Sure.
He had bone cancer. He passed away on the 6th of September. So that pretty much tied me up, so we're just now getting,
you're looking to get back out there.
We're just now getting ready to get back out there. We're actually going to kind of do a free to the public in this area out at the Flatiron Restaurant this
uh-huh.
coming Friday.
Oh,
in
that'll
the banquet
be cool.
Room. Yeah,
okay.
We're going to get back there and play and just kind of show what we was able to do down in Gatlinburg, and hoping that that we'll get some gigs here.
Okay, so you're at the Flatiron Cooking Company on Friday. What time?
6 till 8.
6 till 8.
We
okay.
won't be in the main restaurant part. We'll be in the banquet room behind.
Sure.
Folks
will be able to hear you, I think.
And it's going to be seating back there. And you know, anyone that wants to come in is welcome. It's just a
well, fellas, I certainly appreciate you coming on. If you want to play us out, I've got like two minutes or so. You got something
absolutely.
You want to throw out?
Let's do an old Carter family tune.
Thanks again for coming on.
You.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Johnson and Doug Hoff, and just outstanding. Fellas, take it away.
Just blues, mine are the miner's blues. Some blues are just blues, mine are the miner's blues. Got coal in my hair, got coal in my shoe. Blues and more blues, it's the cold black blue. Blue.
It's a cold black blue. My troubles are coming by threes and by two. Are so blue, they are the cold black blue. These blues are so blue, they are the cold black blue.